something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A lot of people in the my listeners heard the black guy was arriving also, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems most.
But Craig, Craig's got laser ears.
Yeah. Craig was the only guy paying attention.
Enunciate.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's the only guy that can understand me.
Nick's here. How's the roads, bud?
There's snow on them.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Really?
There's your weather report.
Yeah.
There's your traffic report. We don't do traffic and weather together here, but that's it right there.
But I'll give you the sports
snow on the road.
That's in Omaha, by the way. In case you listen anywhere else, yeah, it might be clear.
The sports news today is, this came out of PTI. Who does 30 minutes of sports? Well, yep. 22, actually. But they pick pretty relevant sports topics.
Yep, they always
and
have.
Apparently, Cincinnati, the Bengals, are looking to draft Joe Burrow.
No, that's Wall? Crazy.
Really?
Yeah. That is crazy.
Huh. His stock didn't take a hit for smoking a cigar.
That's right.
Or taking money from Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah. I saw Jamel had a great tweet about that. He said, if you're pissed off that somebody took a couple bucks from he said, ask the coaches how much money they walked out of that place with. You know, they're losing that battle. When coaches have millions of dollars and they're pissed off because somebody in the locker room got 40 bucks from Odell Beckham.
Here's what Wilbon and Kornheiser were pissed off about, and I agree with them.
What?
Odell Beckham Jr. took that moment.
He's a dumbass.
Took that
moment. Made about himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
To make it all about him.
Yeah, I didn't like that part either. And I saw him they show Odell Beckham on the field, too, just making a spectacle of himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Let the kids have their moment.
Did he go to school there?
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
But it's not about him. It's not about him.
But it was. Because he made damn sure.
It was about him.
The cameras were, come on over here. I'm going to slap some
money. He smacked a cop in the ass, too, right?
Yeah, and he's got an arrest warrant.
They have issued an arrest warrant for him for simple battery. They wanted
smacking a cop in the ass.
They wanted misdemeanor sexual battery.
I don't even think it was a cop. I think it was just Superdome security.
Right. Oh, really?
It was a security guy.
Still not doing that.
No.
Otherwise, it'd be assaulting an officer.
Right.
I believe it's a police officer.
Oh, was it?
I thought it was a cop.
I thought it was just Superdome security.
It says here police officer.
Okay. Well, they may be Superdome security. I
mean, yeah,
you can see
cops.
The video.
Off-duty cops.
Yeah, there's a video of it.
Yeah, there's a video. And they wanted misdemeanor sexual battery, but the judge
sexual?
Says...
Sexual? Did he raise his finger up? But he did.
No,
because he smacked his ass.
Yeah, the judge is like, did he check the oil?
That's not always sexual, guys. You know that.
Just a
smack. Well, that's why the judge refused.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But if you'd done that to a woman, it could easily be called sexual battery.
Well, it could be sexual with a dude.
Yeah, but there's a lot of ass smacking that goes on during a football
game. You smack
game.
A black guy's ass in your dream, too?
No.
I think Todd was probably the one getting smacked.
Oh, that's right. According to the first part of the dream, you're right. You might be the one getting smacked.
I'm not going to tell you my dreams anymore with your fast and loose interpretations and embellishments.
That never happens around here.
Never.
And your parents were there.
I know.
That's the really weird part.
No, my parents were...
Your mom came back from the dead to see that.
They were in the,
see the black guy arriving.
Part of the dream.
And okay.
Then they went away, and it was just total... There was no sequence to it at all.
I think you got to break it down with your therapist next time.
She doesn't do that kind of crap.
I know, good, because it is crap.
Right.
I agree with you. It's total crap.
Most good therapists don't do that dream analysis stuff.
Yeah.
They talk about your problems now.
Which could be the,
Or the ink blotter.
Cleaning
what do you see here? A stain on my jacket.
From what?
Cleaning my jacket is your next line of business.
So the Georgia Scorcher.
Oh.
Is the name
told me that.
A roller coaster at Six Flags Over Georgia in Atlanta.
Good.
Maybe you're so scared on that you ask your pants.
Yeah. That may be where they derive that name. And we can't tell you what the Georgia Scorcher.
No, I alluded to it, but it's worse than even that.
It's not even a sex act.
No.
It's just
a fetish thing.
No, it's just assault.
Yeah. It's a prank that involves assault.
Sounded like a crime.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. It is criminal.
Sounds like disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, if you could have an arrest warrant out for smacking a cop's ass, there would certainly be an arrest warrant for you. If this was reported.
Yeah, that dude had to be drinking.
Yes,
handing out money and smacking cops' asses.
Yeah, he was partying.
I saw a video recently. I think it's recent that Snoop Dogg was behind a building smoking.
Right,
and there was a cop there, so it must have been a place where it was legal. And so he just reaches over and hands it to the cop and. What are you going to do when Snoop Dogg, hands
you got to get high with Snoop Dogg.
It was on film. I thought it was interesting that You shouldn't be doing that in uniform.
The cop took a toke?
Yeah.
Really?
Did he?
Yes.
But you can't. Yeah, you're right. You lose
your
gig. You
can't do that either.
You can't do that.
You can't not tell Snoop no.
No, you're going to. If you had a shot to smoke a doobie with a Snoop Dogg, you're going to do it.
You can't tell Snoop no, no, but you also can't do that while you're in
the. Yeah, there's a handful of celebrities, stoner celebrities, that you just have to smoke with if they offer it to you.
Right. I think if you're the cop in that situation, you got, hold on, Snoop. You make a call. Hey, boss, I quit.
Right.
Okay, now give me that.
Yeah, you're going to do that.
President Trump hosting the college football national champions today.
And you can't. You
so that'll be nice.
You can't avoid those because they cut you, especially Southern teams. They cut you if you avoid those.
Yeah, but I think half that team's already declared for the NFL draft.
Exactly,
so
right.
They don't really care.
That's what I would do, right? Especially the minorities on the team, which is a lot of them.
And where else are you going to get Burger King?
Right. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they have to eat. Maybe some of that Popeyes. Louisiana fried chicken.
That's good stuff.
Do they have Popeye's locations in Washington, D.C. that Grubhub can deliver?
I don't know.
That would be fun to be the Grubhub guy taking the stuff to the White House.
It's like you have world-class chefs in the basement.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously taking advantage of that. He's slimming up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure the White House chef has now procured the recipe for the Whopper.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
And serves a lot of those. Or Big Mac. I'm not sure what the president's burger is.
I think he's partial to the
Big
Mac.
Isn't the recipe with the song that they had a while back? I mean,
yeah.
With all the ingredients?
Yeah.
That's McDonald's. The Big Mac.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a Whopper song.
Not familiar with the Whopper song.
Nor am I.
New study concludes once and for all that the dinosaurs were killed off by a giant asteroid. I'm sorry, I might should have prefaced that by saying it was fake news.
It's fake news, sure. And it was only 5,000 years ago, too, because Jesus rode one, right?
Many scientists have long believed that dinosaurs became extinct after a huge asteroid slammed into Mexico 66 million years ago.
No way, it's fake.
And wiped out most of life on Earth. The argument has never been settled, but some scientists believing massive volcanic eruptions in India helped the extinction. Now, researchers out of Yale University...
Well, you can't believe them.
No.
...say in a new study the impact of the eruptions happened well before the extinction event, and its effect was gone by the time the asteroid hit, so it was the asteroid, for sure.
There's a great meme going around.
It says, dinosaurs.
We need more of these guys and not these guys, and these guys was Carl Sagan, and the guy that they don't need any more of is Joel Osteen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need more of those science guys and not this douchebag.
Where's Sagan's plane?
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently the Joker, or just Joker, isn't it, is going to be back on back in theaters this weekend.
Is it on my, is it on one of the channels yet?
I know it's on Blu-ray, and so I assume it's, yeah, you can get it on digital and on demand, too.
I'm with Craig. I think it might be too disturbing to even put it in my head anymore. Yeah.
Well, the reviews I've heard, it's a little more, it's like Taxi Driver, only a little more disturbing.
Yeah.
that's comforting.
Wow.
Well, that's what we need. No, I want to see it. I mean, I do.
Yeah, I'll eventually watch it, I'm sure.
So you can go see it if you missed it the first time around. First R-rated movie to rake in $1 billion. Joaquin Phoenix already won a Golden Globe and a Critics' Choice Award. He's also up for an Oscar.
They were saying that dude, was it Todd Phillips? That's the guy's name?
Yeah.
Said he'd like to do Batman in the same kind of genre. Batman Origin, which is...
Wow.
And they're going to make him... Because Batman's actually a dark character. But you imagine how dark they're going to make of this guy? They make
like
Batman a nut job like that?
Yeah, I thought Christopher Nolan did that with his...
But
to take it a step further.
Step further. Phillips wants to make it a step further.
That first Batman movie was pretty dark.
Yeah, the original
parents getting shot in the alley.
Yeah.
With Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Nicholson's Joker was super creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah, Gary Goldman was a... he did scenes as a comedian in this current Joker.
Yeah.
And he said it took him like 10, 12 takes. He's like, some dude's laughing really loud in the crowd. And it took him like 10, 12 takes to realize that it was the Joker.
Was it really?
He was doing that in the crowd. He's like, oh, I'm an idiot. Of course, that's that guy.
Of course, the Joker likes to laugh.
Yeah.
Well, he's a failed stab comedian, right, in The Joker?
Yeah.
In the movie, yeah.
Yeah, in the movie. More people are packing heat at airports than ever before. The TSA reports a record number of guns.
You're not allowed to have them there.
Were seized at security checkpoints last year. 4,432.
Just idiots.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Most were in carry-on bags and nearly 90%. Now, here's the thing. How are you supposed to keep your gun? Whether it's at home or anywhere else.
Unloaded.
Right. One in the chamber.
90% were loaded.
Wow.
Of course.
90% were loaded.
Well, you got to shoot
gun
somebody.
Gun owners are freaking liars.
Of course they are. No, loose definition of the facts. They're liars.
Yeah, like the people dumb enough to try to get your gun through security probably aren't following the rest of the
rules.
I will contend that most gun owners, because there's a lot of them in this country, don't bring their guns to the airport.
Well,
no.
Most of them don't fly anywhere.
But most people do have them loaded.
Yes.
Yeah, they keep them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They keep them in the bunker with them.
Which is not how you're supposed to do it.
Right.
Yeah, if you're carrying around some sort of sidearm,
Yeah, but you can't go to the airport with it. This is the story.
There's one in the chamber.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to?
No.
Yeah,
gun management says that you don't have the thing loaded as you're wandering about or even at your house when no one is touching it.
Yes.
Not loaded.
You're right.
Hit the Yosemite Sam's in boarding group C. Pew, pew.
Airport with the most guns was Atlanta, and then Dallas, Denver, Houston, Phoenix. The TSA does allow guns in checked bags as long as they are unloaded, locked in a hard-sided case, and declared upon check-in.
Yeah.
I'm the rootinest, tootinest armored guard. This side is I-680. Mamby Pamby. Which one of you lily-livered shoppers want to slap leather with me?
If he's in boarding group C on Southwest, that guy's pissed, right?
I've flown with firearms before. You know, when we go I bring the bear gun.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that you're supposed to put the ammunition in one checked bag.
So it doesn't worm its way into the gun?
Yeah, and the firearm in another checked bag. That's just the rules.
Yeah.
Well, the plane shakes a lot. It might load itself.
As I understand.
You are a law-abiding citizen, Todd. A lot of these guys are law-abiding citizens, but they're also idiots that think they can just carry a loaded gun everywhere, and that's their right because it's America.
If the gun was in a locked case, can't the ammunition be in the same bag?
Perhaps, because I do keep the gun in a locked case when I travel with
it. But that's also checked. You can't have it above the plane.
No.
Okay.
I think
I hope not.
These guys are just...
Can you about, the
we're still worried about box cutters, by the way, and we should. And guns, no. Get them out. No plane.
I'm guessing most of these guys don't have evil intentions. They're just absent-minded. Because they carry...
No, not evil. I'm not saying they're trying to take down a plane. I just think they think they can have their gun everywhere.
They
don't care what the rules are.
They carry the gun around like they would a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
Well, it's the same mindset as the pothead who calls the police because somebody stole his pot.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's just such a part of their lives they don't realize.
Or I think there's a percentage of there that think they, I'm bringing it. That's what I do.
Okay, well, then go to jail.
Then go to jail.
Hey, that tube of toothpaste is too big, and you can't have that gun.
Exactly.
So they take your gun away.
They should.
That's got to bum some people out.
Yeah.
Not going to get their gun back. Because I saw pictures of those.
All the airports are run by Democrats, so that's why they take their guns
amnesty
away.
Amnesty boxes.
Commies.
For weed in Illinois.
Gun amnesty. Just throw your gun. Yeah. Put these guns in there.
I don't know if it was O'Hare or Midway, but at the Chicago area airports, you can dump off your weed.
Well, I guess they have that. I haven't been through Chicago since they legalized it, so yeah.
I've seen pictures, but I've never seen one of those in Denver.
A gun one or
a weed amnesty box.
I thought they have them there. They told us that, right?
In Denver?
Other people have told us that.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I travel there probably more than anybody that I know, and no, I've never seen one.
No, you just leave them on top of the gas pump.
He said that right there. He told us that. He was there. They did it. He saw one.
Yeah,
Maybe you just pack it don't even think about looking over there.
Yeah,
you think they have them everywhere.
I don't I don't fly
with
weed back from Denver or any place. I give it to somebody.
That's because you can't have this. It's jail time here.
Yeah, because I'm flying
back.
We're better.
I'm
flying back to a place
better.
It will never be legal.
We're better.
Unless we pray for marijuana reform.
That's what we're going to have to do.
That's what we like to do here.
Yeah, that'll work.
We like to pray. We're the state that prays.
No, we're actually not.
The Navy has some information about a 2004 recorded encounter between pilots from the USS Nimitz and a UFO that seemed to defy the laws of physics.
Uh-oh. This is going to freak me out.
Recent Freedom of Information Act request revealed that the Office of Naval Intelligence has several top-secret documents and at least one video, but that sharing them would be exceptionally damaging to national security.
This is what drives me crazy. Are they afraid that the masses are going to go nuts if we know something's out there? I just don't believe that they can keep this stuff quiet.
Several naval officers have said they've seen a much longer video.
Yeah, there has to be a logical explanation to this. They're not just seeing things.
No, you're right. But I also think that if you know that something's imminent and you are in the loop, you're telling somebody. Because your family, you know, the ultimate, like, they're going to attack us next week, I'm going to tell somebody.
There's no secrets anymore.
No.
And then your family.
I'm not saying there's not UFOs. Of course there is.
It's getting on social media and talking about it.
Right.
I don't see how you keep a secret like that.
Neither do I.
No. And why even announce this? Be like, hey, we got this. Can't show you.
Can't show you.
Freedom of Information Act.
Right. Oh.
That's but we can't see it. There. So that we're not really getting the information.
I was paying close attention.
We're just there. But we're not going to tell you anything else. You fill in the blanks. Doesn't that make it more scarier? You fill in the blanks?
Can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Look at you. Pathetic.
Can't tell the unwashed.
Right.
Absolutely pathetic. Spotify releasing new playlists designed to keep your pet happy and calm when they are home alone. They say the playlists are algorithmically curated from users' own musical taste and pet species. Apparently, there's a new podcast, My Dog's Favorite Podcast, created by animal experts to help reduce stress. It includes human voices, relaxing music, and ambient sound.
Man, if there were human voices with my dog was by itself, it would think we're there and would piss him off he can't find us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dog has the run of the house and we're going, just sleeps everywhere.
We got one dog that is particularly fond of TV, but none of them like to listen to the radio or podcasts.
Yeah.
I want to make a podcast just to piss dogs off. Like, want to go outside? Let's go. Want to go? Want to go? Nobody's there.
No. Some dog just heard that.
Drive your dog. I know. Yeah. Drive your dog nuts podcast. Oh, you're a good girl. You're a good girl.
Some dog sitting in a kennel
want
just
treat?
Heard
want
that.
Treat? Want a treat? Want a treat? If I say the word treat, my dog freaks out. Want a treat?
And you got to do it in that tone. Want to go outside?
Want to go outside?
Want to go outside?
What are you doing?
It'd be growling.
I think it's cruel. I think it's cruel to have voices. Yeah. I know they're pet experts and I'm not, but still, I think it'd be cruel to have voices. Especially those kind.
Not a pet.
Yeah. Let's go for a walk.
Go for
not
a walk.
A pet experts, no.
Go for a walk?
You got to wonder how they know.
They don't know.
How do you know that dog's favorite song?
How do they know they see in black and white?
I that's what I've always wondered, too.
Oh, that has to do with
the way they're wired.
Autopsies.
What if your dog has a camera in its eye?
Yeah, you can look at the eyes and
what
figure
if your dog
out?
Has a camera in its eye and it's got hours of you masturbating footage?
I don't want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, but the dog has no way of uploading it, so I'm safe.
Yeah, that's true.
Does your dog watch TV?
No, you know, the screen is so big, he'll sit on the couch, but he really doesn't. He'll glance up at it, but he doesn't really pay attention.
Like the one dog.
I think he looks at us like, why do you guys look at the thing for like 8 hours a day?
We'll pay particularly close attention if there are other animals on screen, and I think
they hear a darkness. Yeah.
Since the advent of high definition, those animals look much more real to them.
Oh yeah, you can see that. Yeah. There's a lot of videos on TV of the dog looking at a dog on the
like
camera.
Last weekend, I was flipping around, and I came across the Tim Burton movie Frankenweenie, which involves it's animated, black and white, but it's a dog, a dead dog that a kid brought back to life, and she was just fascinated by the puppy on Frankenweenie.
Right.
That's a great kids movie concept, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
It's called Pet Cemetery.
Yeah. I think I remember.
It scares the hell out of the kids.
I remember like 4 or 5 years ago seeing that like on demand or on some Netflix or something. I look at it and I went, oh no, I'm not dialing that up with a kid.
Your mic
the dead dog comes back.
Is that me or is this mic messed up?
I don't hear anything.
All right.
I think your ears are messed up.
Do we have anybody in this room that can hear 100%?
I'm out.
Because I know LD can't hear crap. Nick, you're a younger guy. Can you hear it?
Right. I think I've seen Kiss too many times. Okay, okay, hearing shot.
Okay, so we have nobody on the show that can hear properly. Good morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.